You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Mikey, speaking to somebody that needs a touch-up. What's on?
What does that mean, Bert? What's that supposed to mean?
You do need a haircut.
You need a touch-up, man.
What?
Oh, my God,
this
you guys
news
are
to
so
me?
Mean.
No, I talked about this with him off-air yesterday. My hairstylist said that she would cut his hair.
You sound like you sat me down and told me to get a haircut.
Oh, she is your mentor.
It wasn't that serious.
You literally look like you, like, fell asleep in the hall, just woke up, put your hat on, and came in here.
I almost did. I was not a happy camper when I came in this morning.
Why not, Bubby?
This assignment is insane.
Okay.
No, it's not.
You know, you can say no, right?
But
you mean all of them or this one
no,
specifically?
Look, this assignment is that I have to get Abby coffee. This could have happened at any point in the show, but it had to be on the 6B. I could have been sleeping like a little baby right now, and I came in just like, I just have to get Abby coffee? Should I just go home?
And then we push you. You could have slept another 20 minutes. And then we push
exactly.
You to 7 o'clock.
I know.
All right, so for those that are new around here, Abby is making Mikey work hard to get a recommendation on, like, his dream job.
Yeah, essentially, Mikey is applying to jobs everywhere, and he is a big fan of Willie J's Is it Willie J? Willie Nelson's Roadhouse. Oh, no, you're Mikey J.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson's Roadhouse on SiriusXM. And I happen to have a person who knows a person who works very high up at SiriusXM. And so in order to make sure that I'm not just giving this contact to just some random man who doesn't like me very much, I'm making him prove his devotion to me.
Have you, by the way, cross-checked her and made sure that she really knows the person of the person?
No, I'm completely at her will. I don't know what kind of cards she's holding. And yeah, she could be completely bluffing, whatever.
I told Bert that he could fact-check me because you will know this person, I'm assuming. But I'm not going to say it in front of Mikey because I want him. I just need you to put your trust in me. As your mentor, put your trust in me.
Her self-assigned mentor.
Last week, I literally should have just looked up the guy's contact information.
Mikey, just go on her LinkedIn and see who she knows.
Yeah, exactly.
You think I have him on LinkedIn? He's a friend of a friend.
Not reliable whatsoever either.
I'm kidding.
All right, so today's assignment is just get her coffee, man. How hard can this one be for a recommendation? Super easy.
Yeah, no, it's easy. I'm going to walk your coffee over.
Okay, but it has to be the right coffee order. But I didn't tell him what coffee to get. I was just hoping he would know. Oh, wait, did you go somewhere?
Look at that.
That's so nice.
Hey, so you didn't do office coffee?
Dude, if I were you, I would open up that lid and see what's in it.
I'm afraid you spit in it.
or worse.
You just crushed it, Mikey. It's not even office coffee.
That's so nice, Mikey.
It's nice coffee from elsewhere. You went above and beyond.
Exactly.
Do we know that it's coffee from somewhere else, or is this just a cup that he grabbed out of the trash can and put our office coffee
in? It's freezing cold. I'm a little afraid. What is this swamp soup?
Try it.
It's your magical bean water.
What is this swamp soup? I'm getting Miranda Priestley
vibes. It does smell good.
I can smell it from here.
It's very fragrant.
Should we let Mikey explain what it is, or do you
want
to taste it?
I want her to taste it and try to guess.
No, I'm scared.
Why do I have it? This is like the coffee out of that movie, The Help.
Yes.
Oh, like the pie.
No.
Eat my. Mikey, what is it?
Try it.
Pretty sure it's coffee.
They put nutmeg in it, but not the spice.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, turn his mic up.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Nature's creamer.
No, I feel like this feels like a threat. This feels like a coffee scented threat.
All right, guys, stop stalling.
It does smell nutty. Have we been waiting for a minute for you to take a sip of coffee?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Here's the thing. Do I need to take a sip of it when I know it's already wrong?
Take a sip.
What's
Abby?
Wrong?
Because this isn't how I take my coffee.
Take a sip.
No, I'm scared.
Come on, take a sip.
If you're scared of drinking coffee, your life is amazing.
Well, because I think he probably spit in it or something.
Just do it. All the cool kids are doing it.
Just say yes.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
I can't do it.
Come on, have a sip.
This is crazy.
God, it's coffee.
I'm scared.
He's not killing me.
What are we going to get by? You've already failed the challenge.
Abby, drink the coffee.
I'm afraid.
He went out of his way to get it.
But I don't take my coffee this way.
Well, take it that way right now.
Hey, it might be delicious and could be your new coffee order.
This could be your new coffee
That's
order.
Right. Try a bite. Try a bite. That's what we say to my kids. It's a book.
She's not drinking it, is she? Is that noise coming out of her
cup? I think that was Tommy doing something in there unspeakable.
I don't like it.
Why?
It doesn't taste right.
Okay, what's in it?
That is coffee X strong dark roast with a hazelnut international delight and a side of Truvia. Shaken, not stirred.
So that's it's all legit.
I'll give you an A for effort, but an F for getting the assignment wrong.
Well, he didn't even know what you never told him what you want in your coffee.
That's the point. He's supposed to know.
I don't drink coffee. I've never touched those buttons on that thing. I got hot chocolate right here to be cool.
I'm going to pass you because I think it's very sweet that you went somewhere and got me coffee.
What is your coffee order?
Just black.
You literally had to do was go and hit.
Let me also ask, why do you guys think I went somewhere?
Yeah,
because is this not?
No, it's the office coffee.
No, that's fancy. I got that somewhere.
Oh, I was about to pass stuff. You with flying. I thought it was so nice. But why is it cold?
Girls like ice in their coffee.
Aww.
Right? Wrong?
We haven't even said what the next assignment is.
Oh, well, now I feel like I want to make up a new one because I feel like it has to redeem this one, but also it has to be a good grand finale.
This is like right out of the Devil Wears Prada. Go and make me a coffee, even though I've never told you what my order is.
I'm saying, Miranda Priestley vibe.
I have done better? That was good.
You could have asked Jackson. What? Jackson would have told you.
That's cheating, Abby. I'm not a cheater.
No, it's not cheating.
What are you talking about?
It's using the resources available
to
you.
That's not using my brain. I told people don't tell me because I want to play the game right. What are you guys talking about? Just cheat. That's how you use resources. That's insane. That's
no, right. It's not cheating.
Welcome to corporate
That's
America,
crazy
my
town. What are we living, crazy USA?
Yes.
The Bird Show.
So if you guys are planning on taking a flight to visit family for Thanksgiving, the best prices for Thanksgiving tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel. That starts right now. All right. Thanksgiving is 37 days off. So you're not probably looking to fly on the day itself. But the good news is you can still get a decent price up to 24 days before you fly. So if you're going to get tickets to fly anywhere, start looking today. It's going to be cheaper. That's the first thing. Now I'm going to get mad. So did you guys see the pictures? Well, first of all, at the airport yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Freaky. Okay. So you heard have you heard the story?
Yes.
Somebody's going to the airport and calls his parents and says, I'm going to take a whole bunch of people out. And he brings his gun with him.
Yeah, the family called and alerted the authorities and they found a bunch of ammo and a gun in his vehicle.
Yeah, they found this guy in one of the terminals. He didn't have any of his guns on him. But yeah, I mean, he calls his parents and says, I'm going to shoot up the airport, right? That was yesterday. Everything good. If you saw yesterday, the lines at TSA right now at the airport are absolutely batty. And why is that? Because Republicans want to point their fingers at Democrats and Democrats want to point their fingers at Republicans and they can't get a damn thing done. And the government is now shut down. So there are a lot of TSA agents that are not getting paid right now that are being forced to work. They are considered essential personnel. So they got to show up without a paycheck. Now, they may get paid on the back end of it.
They better get paid on the back end.
Yeah, they're getting paid on the back end of it. But the government is telling them, like, you got to show up to work. I mean, you're not going to get paid now. And who knows when this whole thing's going to be over. So a lot of the TSA agents are like, Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So they're just not showing up to work, which means less TSA agents, which means a whole long bunch of long lines at airports around the country right now. So if you're going to the airport, you got to get there super, super, super early.
We were talking about this during a commercial break, and didn't you do just a little bit of digging online to find out if the politicians are getting paid?
Well, Cassie did. She went right to it, and it turns out that, yeah.
Yes.
They sure are.
Okay.
That really pisses me off.
You think?
I didn't know that. Well, don't you think that if they weren't getting paid, they'd be a lot nicer to each other?
Yeah.
So they're telling everybody else, look, you guys aren't getting a pay. We're getting a paycheck, man. We're going on our vacations. Things are fine. But TSA and federal government workers aren't getting any money?
Vacations, no. People need to pay their rent. People need
to buy. Talking about Congress people. They're going wherever they want.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I mean, like, this is not about, like, these essential workers not being able to, like, have, you know, their fun money. This is, like, living money. Like, this is how I live money. And
that's outrageous to me. Like, so I don't know why I'm surprised by this, that politicians are still getting paid while...
It's constitutional, so it's pulled from a different reserve, essentially, and their salaries are constitutionally protected, whereas the rest of the federal government is not. I agree that is absolute trash and needs to change, but that's the reasoning for it. It's not like they sat there and they were like, we are going to get paid and you're not. But at the same time, when they make these decisions, they know they're still going to get paid. They're totally fine. And I feel that a government shutdown should be the absolute last thing to ever happen. You should do everything in your power to avoid it, because these are real working Americans who most likely are going to live paycheck to paycheck. Because I don't think, last time I checked, TSA isn't paying like out the wazoo. And so now you're affecting such a large portion of the population, post offices, like federal workers everywhere, and they're going to be scrambling, wondering how they're going to pay rent.
So if you're wondering why also, and I know we don't talk a whole bunch about politics here, but this is all craziness, man. So you got the midterm elections coming up. So if Republicans can pin this on Democrats, then they feel like they'll get more seats, and vice versa. Democrats trying to pin this on Republicans. It's all a political game, and it's all about power here. And the people that are paying for it are you guys, the federal workers. Those that aren't getting paid, while the politicians sit back and they continue their lives, no problem.
I think this is also a good time to remind those who are traveling amidst the government shutdown, don't take it out on the TSA workers.
No.
You don't know
especially
how many,
the ones that are showing up.
Yeah, you don't know how many people have called out. You like, they are not getting paid. So I think now would be a good time to show a little extra patience, a little extra kindness. And, you know, it's crazy, like the number of, like, how many viral videos you see of people going ham in an airport. So just try to keep that in mind and give yourself as extra time so you don't have to put yourself in a position where you have to go off on somebody.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
I'm a former air traffic controller, P1.
Thank you.
Been listening to the show for a long time.
You've got that air traffic controller voice, man. You really do, dude.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What's going on? Thank you for listening.
There's only one problem. You hear that when the shutdown is over, we get our money immediately. Mm-mm. We had to fight. We had to take it to court. We had to exhaust every possible avenue before they would say, okay, that money's cleared to give out and we got paid. It wasn't as easy as you think.
So how long did you have to go without a paycheck even though you were working?
2 months.
Oh my God. That's insane. I mean, and then how long, Mark, did it take to get your back pay?
6 months.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, and a lot of these people are working paycheck to paycheck, right?
Well, don't be feeling too sorry for them. Air traffic controllers get paid very well. It's the TSA agents that really, really are struggling.
Right. But they're the politicians. They're getting their full paychecks, man. They're eating well.
Oh, you better believe it. They take their 26% raise every year.
Yep.
And that's why it's important to vote.
The nice thing about this, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, they would come over to the control tower and they would bring us food. There were people outgoing pours of support to where we always were fed.
That's always nice to hear, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
That was a nice thing.
That was a nice thing, Bert. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
I mean, it's nice that those little gestures are happening, but the bottom line here, it's infuriating to me, man. Just infuriating. It's The Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we've been taking a look at 25 years of Bert shows. I'm still sort of at a loss for words. I feel like I have so many emotions that are colliding this week as we turn everything off on Friday. That's the one part that really gives me more anxiety than anything else. The last hour of the show is going to be super hard. And you and I talked about this yesterday. The realization that there's going to be one last time walking out that door and the lights are going off and that studio door closes behind us and that's it. I haven't really been able to wrap my head around.
And like, what do you even say? How can you even encapsulate? But I mean, that's what we've been paid to do for, you know, and you've been paid to do for the last 25 years, so right. We better figure something out.
Well, I feel like that's a lot of pressure for 1 hour, whereas I feel like the last couple of weeks, because we've known it's coming, that we've been able to sort of wrap it up in a bunch of different segments. So I think you should just soak it up and enjoy that the last couple of minutes, whenever that is.
Yeah.
Well, I know when that is. Friday.
Every time I start to think about it, I just get all sorts of anxieties. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to think about something else right now, which you're right. I've been doing my entire life. So why not just a couple more days? So Abby's been taking a look at the last 25 years also, and she's got one of her favorite flashbacks also for her, because we've all come in with different things for ourselves, things that were highlights in our lives, and this one 100% for you.
This was such a high. This was so fun. And it meant a lot to me for a couple of different reasons. A, because it was such a fun surprise to have my celebrity crush just randomly call in the weekend of my birthday. I was going to go see him that night, and then I found out that I was going to get to go see him literally backstage up close and personal for like 25 seconds. And then it really encapsulated a lot for me. A, because it was such a fun surprise, but B, like growing up, birthdays and surprises just weren't something that were ever really taken seriously. And I think every family has their strengths and their weaknesses. And we just don't put a lot of weight in birthdays. And I don't have any like resentment about that. But then you grow up and you have friends that really care about birthdays. And so you're always kind of putting effort into their birthdays and making, you know, surprises for them. And I always kind of never felt like that was reciprocated for me. So joining this team and having a really fun segment where there was a surprise for me and it was around my birthday just kind of made me feel really accepted. And I think it just spoke a lot about this team that you guys always went out of your way to make my birthday special, even when I didn't ask for it, and, you know, try and make fun surprises for the show, but also for me as well. So this segment that I'm looking back on and reflecting on is the time when my celebrity crush, Shmiley Shmee, Riley Green, called in and surprised me for my birthday.
The timing of this probably couldn't be any better. Your birthday is coming up.
Yes.
We weren't exactly sure what to get you for your birthday, but we wanted to surprise you in a very big way. And your birthday is coming up. So we racked our brain. What do we get Abby? What do we get Abby? All right. There are a few things that she truly, truly loves that can make an impact that she would remember absolutely forever. So we put our heads together and we came up with an idea. Okay.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
I don't think you are either.
Oh, God.
Cassie's got the camera out, so I know this is about to be big. Oh, God. Last year, I got to go shop at Target. How are you guys going to beat that?
Oh, we forgot about that. Uh-huh. Maybe it's not as good as that.
Okay.
All right, but maybe it is. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
This is Riley. What's going
on? Shut the front door.
Riley. Not ringing a bell. Is there a last name with that?
Yeah, Riley Green.
Riley Green!
You compete with Target.
I know, man. Abby, Riley Green, your number one fan, Riley.
Riley, it's so nice to meet you. I was just listening to Worst Way on my way into work this morning.
Well, you were getting all fired up on the way into the office then.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit. It's a great song. I love it. And I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing it live on Friday.
Well, yeah, we just started playing it at shows, and it seems like one that's going over really well. So I don't usually write a lot of love songs, so I think it's been kind of refreshing to have something a little different. I think it's becoming a fan favorite.
So Riley Green is performing on Friday. Abby's going to the show because, you know, her birthday is coming up on Monday.
She's like in what, section 322? You're like way up there, right?
I'm in the nosebleeds.
We know how awesome, how big of a Riley Green fan that Abby is. So we hit up who we know here at the radio station. And we're like, hey, any way we can get him in studio or at minimum call into the show just to wish her a happy birthday. So Riley is about to wish you a happy birthday with something a little extra.
Well, yeah, I don't see why you couldn't come back and hang out. At least get a picture and say, hey.
Can I meet Carl too? Carl's his dog.
You sound like everybody in my meeting. Nobody cares about me anymore.
I promise the ladies still care about you, Riley. But Carl would be a bonus for sure.
What kind of dog is Carl?
He's a corgi. He's really cute.
You on phone?
No, I'm sorry. Let me give you a little background. I'm at a charity golf tournament for my college I went to in Jacksonville, and I'm on the driving range. So people are walking by, and I got my earbuds in. Nobody knows I'm on the phone.
Hold on a second. So you're actually at a charity event, and you took time out to call Abby and invite her to the show?
Well, yeah, I heard she was a big fan.
This is why we love you, Riley. You're so nice.
You made it sound so much better than it was. You said charity event. I'm playing golf.
Man, we know you're on a really tight schedule, and couldn't appreciate you more for calling in. You have no idea how huge a fan she is. She will never forget this.
Well, thank y'all so much for everything y'all do, and I'm looking forward to the show this weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Abby, I'll dress like a cop and jump out of a cake or something. Okay.
I'm not saying I would hate it.
That's a verbal contract, Riley. If you don't do it, we can sue you.
Yeah, I've been sued before.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it.
I hope you hit him straight today, man.
All right, thank y'all very much. See you.
Take care.
Abby?
Bye.
Bye now.
Abby?
Now you can geek out. She was geeking out during the whole thing.
Are you okay? I'm really excited. Thank you, guys.
It's going to be Riley Green. Hey.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, so it was a couple of weeks ago that Jackson hits me up in the hall and he's like, are we all just supposed to smile through this whole thing? And I'm like, you know what, dude, save it, because that's really important right there. Like, how are we supposed to be reacting? These guys have known for a while that this has been on my mind and my heart. But after I told them and it was public, the feels have just been going all over the place for all of us. So I was so glad he mentioned it, and everybody came on and we talked about initially how we were feeling about the end of the Burt Show. And it's been a couple of weeks since we checked in with each other, and I wanted to have a quote unquote family meeting this morning and see how everybody's doing. How you doing, man?
You know, taking it a day at a time, but then the problem is that days are going faster and faster.
They are, right? We talked about this yesterday.
The shows are flying by.
Yeah. Right? And I remember when we had that first conversation, you know, like the announcement got made, and then the show was just kind of going on as normal. And I was like, why are people not like freaking out more about this? And it felt weird.
It's like the mother in the house where everything is falling apart in the family, but she's still smiling and she's still making dinner, but underneath she's just ready to cry.
We had auction winners in studio yesterday, and they made that observation.
Did they?
They're like, yeah, because they were talking about, they said you kind of had like this glazed over look.
Yeah, yesterday was hard because it was Monday. It was the first day of the week, the last week.
And then they were like, and I was over here just like focused, compartmentalizing, and they're like, you're like just classic mom, like getting it done and tuning everything else out and just being focused and working on the schedule. And I was like, those are pretty astute observations. observations.
Today I woke up with a little bit of dread, like, oh, more goodbyes today. That was my initial thought, and then it was like, no, tweak that, man. Let's celebrate this.
Yeah, I think personally I'm struggling with thinking about how fast everything's going and really thinking about Friday is right around the corner, but then also trying to be very present and living in the moment, like of waking up early in the morning and thinking about, I might be tired, but how lucky am I that I feel tired, but I'm going to something that I truly love to go do. And so it's definitely been kind of a perspective shift there. And I've got a really big week this week. Not only is the show ending, but I'm proposing to my girlfriend. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on in the old brain here. And so, you know, it's kind of sensory overload, I'm taking it as it goes, and I'm really going to miss this for sure.
Amber, where are you at?
I will never forgive you for breaking up my family. No, I'm kidding. I just, I have a lot of like questions. Obviously, the older you are, when everything is up in the air, the scarier it is. Because when you're young, like, you know, most of the youth group, you know, they still have time to figure things out. And the older you are, you're worried about who's going to hire me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just two new generations now. But I think I'm going to keep my job dealing with the radio station, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy with that. Now, my podcast, Professionally Silly, is on the Pioneer Network, which Bert owns. I legally say that.
Thanks for keeping me out of jail.
But I'm really excited about where the future is headed, but I'm also kind of scared because this was, like Abby said when you asked her, this was her dream to do a morning radio show, and my dream specifically was to work with and for you. And so now that I've reached that goal, it's like, what's next? What do I do? So I'm a little scared, but I'm also kind of excited because I've never, this is how the industry works, whether it's radio, movies, TV. When a show ends, you got to go chase the next thing. So this is just a reminder of that. Not many shows can last 25 years, just you and Law and Order. That's it.
I specifically sometimes avoid Amber in the halls because on any given day, she could just start crying.
That's true. That's
like,
true.
I'm on the brink of tears every day. I don't want to see you because that will break me.
So. Stay off my socials. Trust me.
Mikey, how you holding up, man?
Y'all know I hate talking real, but I'm going to try to talk real here for a second. I've been feeling incredibly grateful. I had no business being here after my internship ended. And like, you should have kicked me out many times after that, but you let me stay here and just act like an idiot. That's probably the coolest job I'll ever have, so grateful. Boom.
Dang.
We'll kick you out Friday. How about that?
That sounds good.
I mean, you're just part of this family, man. Like, God, you work so hard. You're funny as all get out. You're part of the chemistry of what we do here. So it was never even a question, man. Never. Well,
I've had a hell of a time. Hell of a ride.
All right, KK, where are you at?
I'm going to give you some brutal honesty. I'm going to be very transparent.
I'm ready, man.
And this is going to sound harsh, but like, hear me out here. I'm tired of talking about it. I feel like this has been the slowest ripped Band-Aid, and it's almost like it's almost like we're being punished. But I know that's not the case, and it's weird because like we're not like dragging this on. That's like the complete wrong way to put it. But in this show, 25 years of The Burr Show was very deserving of, we had so much audio and so many guests and so many memories to relive. So, of course, we're going to need the most amount of time to really do it justice and to give the listeners what they deserve. It's been slightly torturous at times doing this, but it's at the same time, it's been super fulfilling and super rewarding. And so while it's so difficult these last couple days coming in, at the same time, I don't want it to end. Mm-hmm. So it's just this weird, and obviously in the words of, you know, Wicked, we can hold space for so many emotions and you can feel more than one. So for me, it's like, it's so crazy because there's pain and at the same time there's joy and I'm trying to bask in it and soak it all up. And it's like, okay, I just, this is torturous. I need this to be done. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip of the coin, I'm like, but I don't want it to be done. Like, can the time slow down? Can the show slow down? Like, I want to stop talking about it, but I don't want to stop talking about it. So it's very conflicting, Burt Weiss.
I feel the same way.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact,
I felt like an a-hole for saying that,
not
though.
Not at all, no. I mean, you remember our initial conversation about this. Like, what preferably my personality would have been like, okay, let's talk about it on Thursday and Friday, and then I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've never retired before. So you and I had conversations like, how is this going down? And there's like this weird strategic, I mean, we can't just, for 25 years, you just can't do two shows and say goodbye.
You can't dip.
Personally, that's what I would have loved to have done.
I think it would have been easier emotionally.
For everybody, but you kind of are the one that pushed on this whole thing.
Why are you listening to me now all of a sudden?
Because I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this in your hands and I'm going to put this in Tommy's hands. And if there's one thing that Kristen really, really knows, it is how to celebrate other people. She's just too good at it the last couple of weeks. But I knew that I didn't want to plan any of it. I felt like producing my own goodbye felt self-serving. Plus, really instinctually, I'm like Abby. I came from a family, we didn't celebrate anything, man. We weren't a big deal. Everybody else is, right? So for me, I just wanted to take off and ride off into the sunset. But we do have a responsibility to our listeners that have been here 25 years. That would have been too quick. But I feel the same way you do. Like, by Friday, I'll be like, okay, bye. Yeah.
Which is why you're hopping a flight to San Diego the very next day.
And there has been a lot of celebration going on the last couple of weeks, and I'm so glad we have done it the way we have so far, but because it's really made me appreciate a lot of the things I've actually already forgotten, right? All right, we have to break. Is that what's going on?
In about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And then we'll come back and we'll talk to the rest of the members of the Burt Show here. But I have felt the same way. Like, when is this going to end?
In a weird way, it is. It's very like, it's very torturous. But at the same time, it's been fun and it has been rewarding. So it's a weird, weird mix of emotions.
And there's one thing I'm really, really proud of, but I don't have to say it right here because Tommy says we have to break. So let me do this on the other side.
You're on the Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
As we're going around the room and having real authentic talk about how we're all feeling about wrapping up the Burt Show, I had this thought the other day. That because we've been so raw about it and we've been so real about it, and everybody is talking about, yes, celebration, but also the insecurity of what the future is. I said to myself the other day, this, the way we're signing off is so unique in radio.
This is unheard of.
It's unheard of, right? And I am taking some pride in that. While it's been painful at times, we've been celebrating at times also. This right here is the reason why the show has done so well for 25 years. Cause this isn't about a whole staff of people, the Burt Show taking off. I think what we have really done well accidentally over 25 years is through our lives really related to what people outside of radio go through. So when you're about to lose your job because they're closing the door because of a bankruptcy or anything else, you're going through the exact same feels. This just happens to be a radio show and a morning show, and we're doing it publicly, but we've handled it the same way that we have the last 25 years. And you won't find this on any other morning show. And I think that's what's kind of made us unique.
Yeah.
So while it's been painful to relive and celebrate and all, this is also kind of what made us what we are.
Yeah. Mad kudos to management for allowing you and allowing the show to go out the way it has. Because, again, in radio, and I know listeners, sometimes your show goes away and you don't even hear a peep from them. You don't even get a goodbye.
I literally was on a morning show in Washington, D.C., where we lost the newswoman. Her contract was up. She went away. We never, ever mentioned Barbara Britt's name ever again. We were told that do not even mention it. And it was before social media, thank God. But yeah.
Yeah. So this is an anomaly, and it's special. And it's not, you know, for the radio veterans, it's not lost on us, which is why it's like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to go big, and then we're going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, how you doing?
I'll tell you how I'm doing, Bert.
Not well, bitch. Thank you, Dorinda.
Yes, that is a quote from Real Housewives. I'm not calling you a bitch, Bert. though I do subscribe to the sentiment. You know what? I wasn't feeling as sad as I thought I would. And then when we all gathered at Flight Club, I was like, whoa, this is kind of hitting me. I feel sad because I don't want to lose touch with all of you. And I know that kind of sort of naturally happens. People get new jobs, people, you know, distance, like it creates like distance. So I, you guys are my good friends, I feel like, and I'm going to be sad not to see you every day. Also, not having such a great creative outlet will take some adjusting to, because this job has been so creatively challenging, and my brain, when it's like it's not moving, it's not a good place. I can't sit with my silence. So I'm going to have to figure out where to put all of this like creative stuff that I've been tasked to do for the Bert Show, what I'm going to do when that's not here anymore. But I feel grateful and I feel very energized. So that's how I feel.
May I suggest your podcast personality hires?
Yeah, we'll see.
Cass, how about you?
I think I am probably, so here's the thing. I've been on the show. I told you guys I started when I was 25 and I'm 40 now. So it's been a huge chunk of my life, and I'm sad to see it end, but in a way I feel so free and I'm so excited. And it's not because I don't love this show. And I think I told you guys before, like, I'd never walk away from this show because I love working with you guys, because it is creatively challenging, like Rebecca said, because I get to laugh every day. Like, this is a dream of a job that I could have never imagined. But in the show ending, I now have the freedom to walk away and do other things with my life and fill in that time and rediscover who I am outside of the Bert Show. I get so much validation from my work on this show, online, speaking to people, that I'm going to have to rediscover who I am outside of it. I know you've said something similar, but it's who is Cassie versus Cassie from the Bert Show. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the next chapter. And I feel like I've been given this gift of everything tied up neatly and beautifully. And we get to say farewell to it properly. And I'm ready for the next half of my life.
All right, Abby, couple days left. Where you at?
I'm the sappy one. I'm really struggling, if I'm being honest with you. God, I hate being the one that cries every time. Yeah. It's so pathetic.
No, it's okay. We'll cry with you on Friday. Trust me, there'll be plenty of tears.
Watch me not do anything on Friday. I'm just like, why are you guys crying?
And you're very competitive. You're taking this from Cass. She was the one crying every day.
I know, I'm sitting here, I'm like, God, like, I'm so sick of being the one that cries. I'm so sick of crying on air. It's so embarrassing.
No, girl, just remember the bonus we just cut, and I was boohooing like a baby. I couldn't get my words out. We all have the feels, we all have the emotions, and never apologize for having emotions and wearing your heart on your sleeve, because that's what's made you such a talented co-host.
Kristen just saves her for the paid content.
That's a veteran move right there. Should I shut up and be like, see me cry on my Substack? Yeah, I'm struggling, and I think seeing maybe being the only one that cries makes me want to cry more, because I'm like, it makes me feel like my life is kind of the only one that is changing the most. out of everyone, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like everyone is kind of finding their silver lining where I feel like I'm losing something, if that makes sense. Like, this was my goal and I've got my goal and, you know, I'm really grateful for it. And I will always, always cherish, you know, the years that I had here. But I think it feels a little bit like my life is now taking a step back. I'm like, I got the thing that I wanted and now I have to like go back without kind of having like the years to really soak it up. I don't really feel finished. And I don't want to start over. Moving to Atlanta was really hard and it was really lonely and isolating. And I just don't want to go through that again. And so I am really scared, if I'm honest with you. And I know I'm going to be fine. But
you sure don't look like it. No,
I don't. Yeah, it's you, so
no,
embarrassing.
No, you don't apologize.
No, you might not be fine.
No.
You're so pretty.
So, and I can imagine too, like for you sitting here as we relive 25 years of The Burt Show, in a way you're probably like, God, I was born too late. Like the heydays of radio. And I know your passion for this industry, right? And as you sit there and if I were you, I'd be like, I only got 2 years of this when I wanted like 15.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's hard to sit here and listen to us like reminisce about all these years and having been fulfilled in this way. And you're like, you're probably like, I wanted that and I deserved that. Yeah. And you do. And I know it's hard to see now and it's just words. I do feel like something great is in your future. There's no doubt about it because you're so hella talented. But I'm also not going to like not validate your feelings because it sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to say that. And it's okay to feel like everything you're feeling, the struggles, like, I mean, all of that, girl, that is, it's so incredibly valid. Just know that.
Yeah, but I feel a little selfish crying, if I'm honest with you.
No.
Like, I was wondering why we were talking about it again because I'm like, obviously, I didn't want to be the one to cry on air again. But like, I don't want to make it about me. Like, it does feel a little bit me to be like, oh, I have to move again. I have to find another job. Like, I'm in such a great position. Like, there's so many things that I am grateful for. I mean, having options and not feeling like when I was in Jacksonville, and that's where I was working before I came here, I really felt stuck. Like, I was like, I have no idea how the hell I'm going to get out of this town. Like, when I applied for this job, I was like, I'm going to die in the city, if I'm being honest with you. And coming here, it felt like, oh my God, my life, this all makes sense. Like, I understand why I had to move there and now I'm here. And so now it just feels like my life doesn't really make sense anymore. When I'm trying, I really don't want it to be like a me pity party where I'm like, crying because I'm losing something that means a lot to me. Because this is also, you know, a big deal. Like, Cassie, you're going to get to go and, like you said, be free. And Rebecca's going to get to spend more time with her boyfriend. And, and you're going to get to travel the world. Like, there's so much good that's coming out of it. And I'm not saying that, like, I think the show needs to not end, but if I'm being honest with you, it sucks. It sucks leaving here and going home to my empty apartment and knowing I'm going to be packing it up in the next month or so.
I guess because I've been doing this for so long and I know how this industry works, it's just that, and I understand your age and where you're at, and if this was happening to me when I was on Kid Craddock's show, I would be feeling the exact same way, 100% the exact same way. But here's how I know this industry works. I am not nervous for you at all. I know that really good, talented people get hired in this industry. They end up doing very well. They end up having their own shows and being very successful. I would bet on you 100 times, 100 times. So temporarily, this might hurt, but I know things are going to line up for you. I know that people hear your talent. I know this from the industry also. The people that I set you up with to talk to this week know it as well. So while it might not happen initially, I am not worried about you. And I am not taking away the fact that you must feel this way. I would feel the same way, the uncertainty of what the future is. But I can tell you as a radio veteran, morning shows are dying for talent like you. It's just a matter of time before the place opens and you'll find the right spot, or you'll do it yourself. It'll be your podcast. You are going to be successful. You don't know it yet. You can't feel it because it's all so new to you. You're going to be fine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really need personality hires to do well because my job is now tied to your success, right. Okay?
Yeah, and so is my spending money on vacation. So you better kick ass.
He needs that ad revenue.
Yes.
Listen.
It's the Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.